Okay. You know, I don't get to do an FRL tomorrow because I'm flying. I gotta wait like over 24 hours before I can get these takes off after Final X. Both Final X's have concluded. And I'm just, there's so many things running through my mind. One, the thing I can't stop thinking about is that Hayden Zilmer snatched victory from the jaws of defeat not once but twice. Match two, it was over. It was over, right? 3-0, nothing's happened. He's never been close to scoring. Boom. He just sprints, last 30 seconds, gets a takedown, gets one, wins. And then you're like, okay, well, that's interesting. We'll see what happens in this in the third match. And then next thing you know, he's down 5-0. And now I'm like, okay, but for real this time, he's really over. It's really over. It's really done. He's really not going to win. And Guiz falls off the cliff. Like I haven't seen. I've seen him fade. I've never seen that kind of a dismantling late in the last 90 seconds. It was incredible. Jordan Burroughs, Chance Marsteller. I mean, for me, that's anyone that knows me knows Jordan is basically my favorite wrestler of all time, right? That's pretty much documented. But if you don't have a soft spot for what Chance Marsteller is doing, you're deranged. I mean, this guy's truly had to endure for really much of his life a lot of hardships. And then a lot of it, what's up, Efren? Shout out, the main man, Efren Salinas. But what Marsteller has had to endure through his life, and then, you know, he put himself in a lot of predicaments too. It's not just a matter of, you know, some unfortunate events. A lot of it, self-inflicted, drug addiction. I mean, a drug addict, checked himself into rehab, multiple arrests, all these problems. He's clean, he's sober, he's manifesting and becoming the legend, you know, maybe legend strong. He's becoming the competitor that a lot of people thought he was going to be. Keith Gothard, I know, I was just talking about Zilmer. What the heck? Amazing. And so to see Chance make it to Final X, that was sort of like that to me was like, man, that's beautiful. I love seeing that. I'm so happy for Chance. But in my mind, I'm like, that's going to be it, though. It's just Final X, and then Burroughs is going to take care of business, and that'll be that. And Burroughs did. He won. But he took a match from freaking Jordan Burroughs. That's a really short list of people who have beaten this guy. And he did it. He did it. And he did it his way. And the positional strength that he demonstrated, the defense, the discipline to stay at home and keep Jordan off him. Well, almost, that dude almost hit me on his bike. But I am fleet of foot, said no one ever. But for Marsteller, I just want to say, man, I hope I see him. I just want to tell him, keep going, man. I mean, he really inspired me. Burroughs always inspires me. Just as great, as skilled, as athletic, as technical, as whatever he is, his heart is why he's a champion. And it's so cliche, but it's really actually true with him. That's the secret. And for Team USA, man, there's some guys on this team we didn't know, right? Seth Gross was not supposed to be on this team. That was Dayton's spot, and Seth freaking took it from him. And I'm still sort of in disbelief about that. And similarly, you know, this was Guiz's spot. He had no issues whatsoever last year in 2021, making the world team after Gable's not there. When Gable's in the conversation, it's different. But, you know, this was Guiz, right? He beat Hayden Zilmer. Zilmer's never really been close to scoring on him. And those guys had wrestled. So they wrestled before Zilmer and Guiz. And it was a 3-0 win for Guiz in the overseas somewhere, okay? And then they go an entire match. One, Guiz wins, and he doesn't get scored on. So he's gone 12 minutes now with 0 points against Guiz. And so you're just, it's over. And then he's down 3-0. So he's now gone 15, 17, 18 minutes without getting scored on. And he believed and he felt it. And you know, I talked with Trevor Brandvold afterwards, the coach for Hayden. He's like, listen, you can't go under his hips when he's fresh. You can't go under Guiz when he's fresh. If you can get him tired, you can do it. And he freaking did it. He went after it. He got it. And then I already kind of recapped the second one. David Taylor looked awesome. I mean, for people forget, that was a get an 8-month layoff, no competition, right? And then your first match back is an absolute savage in Zahid Valencia. And yeah, it wasn't like a Magic Man decimation in match one, but he won. And he won without, it was extremely competitive, but he won. And then in match two, it was an absolute vintage Magic Man decimation. Short offense, decimation, offense, lots of scores, lots of pressure. And Zahid wasn't ready for it. And a lot of people, a lot of chirping about, okay, David Taylor, who's going to, you know, there's all these guys nipping at his heels. You know, I think about the video Bracky made, the King of the Jungle, about Burroughs. It's like, yeah, everyone talks about Zahid. Everyone talks about these guys that are in the NCAA level and what they could do to him. It's like, okay, well, some of those guys don't even enter the tournament. And Zahid's the clear number two. And he just showed just how much ground they have to make up to getting after him. And, yeah, Keith, he is so effing good. He's ridiculous. He's, you know, as good as we've seen in most generations, he's the best wrestler in America, right? But he's wrestling in the golden generation. He still might be the best wrestler in America. I mean, he's an Olympic champion. It is a golden era for USA Wrestling. But David is, I look at this result from David, and I think, and I look at the 86 landscape, and you're right, Joel Cover, Hayden Zilmer. All right, if you can rewind this, go back. I talked about it for a little bit. But for David, who's going to knock this guy off? Who's going to knock this guy off in 23? Who's going to knock this guy off in 24? Tell me. And then if he wins in 24, he makes a team again, yeah, he might want to retire. He might want to move on and coach. But, man, if he keeps this up, 2024 is not that far away. And then so if that's true, so is 2025. And I know that Kyle Dake is – I talked with him yesterday. He's like – 24 for sure, 28 maybe, looks good. He's very interested in wrestling in Los Angeles at the Olympics. He says that's great. And yeah, so Dake's gonna be around, and we're seeing all this longevity. Everyone's seeing what Burroughs is doing. Everyone sees it. They're like, man, this guy can do it. And now Burroughs is a pro's pro. But you don't think David Taylor and Kyle Dake are the most I think maybe fastidious is the word. These are just locked in, detail oriented, professional freaking athletes that are just there to win. And if you think they're not taking similar steps to keep their bodies right, like Jordan is, you're crazy. These guys are maniacally focused on doing what Jordan's doing in wrestling into their 30s. And I don't know who's the best, Keith. Kyle Dake's really good. David Taylor, Kyle Snyder, Jordan Burroughs. It's elite. And I think another thing we saw, yes, big words, you get one per session with me. And maybe I even used it right. Maybe I didn't, though. I can't spell fastidious either. I just kind of know what it means. So you look at our team. Our team's really good. You look at, I mean, Gilman hasn't lost in a minute, guys. He's on an unreal trajectory right now. We're looking good for Team USA for the extended period of time. And what's interesting, it's like, you know, everyone's been talking about, man, everyone's ready for the new guard. No, people aren't ready for the new guard, but people are like sort of predicting, okay, eventually these young guys are going to come and take them out. I don't see it, man. Not anytime soon. Time's undefeated, and it's going to happen. But when? I don't see it.
Yeah, but like,
who's taking out Jordan at 79? Curtis Taracci thinks so, but he couldn't make it to him. You know, who's taking out David Taylor? Who's taking out Kyle Dake? And I say who's taking out Kyle Dake at 74, and that includes Jordan Burroughs. I don't think down to 74. What's interesting, and Bader said this between, not on the call, but he says, I think both guys are better at 79. He thinks Burroughs better at 79. He thinks Dake's better at 79. I think he might be right. I think that's their best weight, but there's only one Olympic weight there, and that's the bottom line. So it's got to be 74. I think it is more comfortable for Dake, but it is uncomfortable. The cut is a factor. Yes, it is. Oh, also this. For you, the dedicated few that are tuning in here, talking with Trevor Bramble, he's like, listen, for Zillmer, this was the time, because Gable's coming back next year. I swear he said those words to me. That's Gable's coach. Listen, that's not legally binding, but those were words that were said to me 30 minutes ago. Gable, 2023 and 2024. The dudes, and this is what I've been saying. I know Gable wants to do the WWE thing. Get your money, man. But I look like a New Yorker. Thank you. I think I'm a Virginian though at heart. But for Gable, one thing I knew or I thought is like this guy is a competitor. And listen, WWE guys, I get it. I actually don't get it. But what I'm saying is I understand that there's some people that like it and it's a thing. But it is not competition. And competition is fun. And Gable wants to compete and test himself. That's something he's done his entire life. So I never really thought this is going to be someone that, when he takes his shoes off, is really done. Because he's going to miss it. Because deep down, this is what he loves to do. He loves to compete. And so, sounds like he's going to be back. So 2023, this is Zillmer's opportunity. And congrats to him for taking it. So our men's freestyle team completely set. Women's freestyle, Kayla Miracle, delayed wrestle off. She'll be going soon. Helen looks ridiculous. She's basically, she's untouchable in America for sure. And there's a handful of people that compete with her on the world stage, but there ain't many. There's never been anything like Helen Marulis in America. Sarah Hildebrandt domestically is out of control good, and she's a multiple medalist now. She continues to compete. She destroyed Alyssa Lampe twice. Just not even competitive, honestly. And Alyssa Lampe is a two-time medalist who looked fantastic. So it was really, really fun. I'm really, really excited. Meet Allure in the mix. She's really good. They've been talking about her for a long time. She came to the Olympic Training Center when she was like 12 or 13 and was like legit competing with these senior level wrestlers. Okay, that's straight from USA Wrestling staff. So she has been on their radar for a really long time. And now, she's on her first ever world team. I think she's going to medal for sure. And it's just how high on the podium she stands. Important question from Jason Schladweiler. The Hulk, Captain America. I don't like superheroes. I think it's a dorky genre. I don't know. I don't like the Marvel, the Spider-Man, the whatever. It's not my thing. Someone said they wish Nolf got one. I didn't wish for any result there. It would have been great drama, certainly, but felt like after he got that takedown, if you get a takedown in a match against Kyle Dake, that needs to be the match you win. And if you don't, you're probably going to look at it as opportunity miss, because those are like shooting stars. They don't happen much. Can I make 86 kilograms? No. Bad Santa. I'm a dork? That's never been said ever once in my life ever, dude. Unbelievable. Thank you, Jason, for agreeing. Well, another thing I'll say, and I haven't even talked about Yanni because it was two matches, but man, and it's similarly to like taking, when the opportunity is there and you're in the match, if you're trying to pull an upset, the thing I said after Evan lost is like, man, that was your window. You're going to win one. It was that match one. You lose that one late. And he did everything but win the match. He had the lead with like 15 seconds to go, and Yanni, championship medal, got the one. And then I think Yanni's feeling better off the scale, match two. And I think a little bit of the downward. I think Yanni's a computer wrestler, like figuring things out, and he got the job done. So I have a lot of thoughts. I was able to get them out instead of just, I'm going to go to the Beat the Streets gala, and like now I don't have to do this to other people that don't really want to talk about it as much as I do. So thanks. This was fun. USA Wrestling is in great hands for years to come. And Rich Bender said, hey, we're in a golden era for wrestling. And that includes USA Wrestling, women's freestyle, men's freestyle. Oh, Bad Santa, they all come around. Thank you. It's a classic JK. This was fun. I freaking love New York. I love Beat the Streets events, amazing organization. And yeah, a good question here. Dan Rader, shout out. Father of the legend, JD Rader. Thanks for joining. Another thing, thinking about the women's freestyle, is like we didn't have, who didn't we have? We didn't have Kennedy Blades, did not wrestle. Kylie Welker is injured. So we're going to have way more firepower at the senior level on the women's side. And our team is already nasty. Japan is still the gold standard. Candidly, I don't think we're ready to beat Japan yet. But I think in a year, maybe. It's possible. I'm not ruling out. Team title for USA, write it down. Write it down. I mean, we were a match away last year. Russia's not going to be there. We can do it. There is nothing better than wrestling. You're right. TikTok Godfather, we have to do something for the thousands. Because it's a running bit that every, like, 100 shows, we don't do anything special. Ever. So, for 1,000, we should do something. We should do something somewhat special. I don't know if we will. I think we should, though. I think it'd be a good idea. But give me some ideas, because I put all my creative energy into the show, as sad as that may sound. So, I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. Do it on location. That'd be a lot of fun. Can we get Ollie on FRL? You know what? I wish he was here. Because I put him on. Ollie knows he has an open invitation. Keith, you got to pass a drug test to be on FRL, man. Sorry. Yeah, I want Ollie on. Maybe one day he'll come back. I have a master plan. That I haven't even told Ollie. But I do have a master plan. So one day I'm going to get Ollie back on FRL. JB versus CP 2-minute go. That go wouldn't last 2 minutes. JD's a savage. I know my physique is tremendous, but I don't have that skill like JD. Taser episode 1000. I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait. 100%. I'm willing to wait to episode 1000 to see Ben Askren tase. Greco was very exciting. My brain shut off for that at the Stillwater one when the 1-1-1-1, the Brady Koontz match. Oh, that was tough. But no, they scored tons of points. Very exciting. Still got a long way to go to bring home multiple world medals, but I think Alan Vera can, and we know J'Angelo Hancock can. So with that, thanks so much. Next FRL, hopefully Friday morning. I would do it tomorrow morning, but it's not going to be possible. It's literally impossible. So we'll do it again. I stopped right outside my hotel, and I'm going to go drop off my bag. Head to the thing. Tomorrow morning, flying back. This was fun. Thanks for indulging me. And see you next time. Goodbye.